Lucina Carrillo, or Lucy as her friends call her, says it started before things got bad with the pandemic and everything shut down. At first, it was verbal. She tried to ignore him, but then it got physical. Lucy's colleague at the prominent nonprofit Casa Latina grabbed her breasts, and in a separate incident, she claims he grabbed her rear end.
El problema es de que yo he sido muy afectada, me siento muy afectada.
Lucy says she suffers from depression and anxiety since the groping incidents, in part because the executive director of Casa Latina, Marcos Martinez, did nothing for her even after she went to Human Resources. He did not check in with her to see if she was okay. He did not push her to see a therapist. Lucy also got no support from her direct supervisor or the union there. She turned to a women's group at Casa Latina, formed to help advocate for women. Also nothing. Casa Latina is an advocacy group that has long represented Latinos in the region by getting them day labor jobs. It's also partnered with the Seattle City Council to protect the rights of domestic workers who are often victims of sexual assault. And yet, according to workers, the man accused of harassment and assault at Casa Latina has been terrorizing both women and men for years. Workers say because the organization turned a blind eye, it's led to a less than respectful atmosphere, especially when it comes to women. That's Francisco Landines, Lucy's partner. He says women who say anything at the organization are gotten rid of. He says it's not just women who are afraid to speak up, but anyone there who is undocumented. They claim the man accused of assault seized on this fear. At first, Casa Latina's head, Martinez, said the employee had been appropriately punished, though he didn't specify how. Workers also said another director at the organization protected the accused man because they were in a relationship. So workers push back, including Sergio Ochoa, who says he witnessed what happened to Lucy.
So, pues que yo fui testigo de lo que pasó.
Pero tú estabas ahí.
Yo estaba presente ahí. Estábamos yo y ella en el salón donde pasó ese incidente.
In a recording of a recent Zoom meeting among Casa Latina staff and workers, you can hear one man after another telling Martinez that the punishment for sexual assault had not been good enough. Martinez can be heard justifying the punishment by claiming that they had done a thorough investigation. He also says there are other workers there who have gotten into legal trouble, but were given a second chance. It's clear the workers believe Martinez does not take these incidents seriously, but Martinez says he does and is embarrassed by what has happened. Weeks later, Casa Latina fired the alleged abuser. CanKX is not naming him because he has not yet been charged. Casa Latina's board has hired D Diamond Consulting to conduct an independent investigation, but Lucy and other workers say it's too late and they won't be satisfied until the leaders are forced to step down.
Liliana
Fowler, KNKX News.